Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council will meet in a special session this morning to address the interruption of work being done on the Martin Slough Interceptor Project. Earlier this month, Apex Drilling, which had been contracted to drill a 4,500-foot channel, walked off the job, stating that the soils and the drilling job were misrepresented by the city and its engineers. Today, the council is expected to award the drilling contract to Wallen Construction, a contract worth nearly $4 million, to finish the drilling job. The special council meeting begins at 11 o'clock at City Hall. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a home invasion robbery at a residence in the 12,000 block of Fickle Hill Road on Sunday night. Deputies met with the three victims, two of them residents and the third a visitor, who reported that four men armed with AR-15-style rifles robbed them at gunpoint, taking cash, marijuana, and one of the victims' Chevy Impala, a vehicle later found near the intersection of Fickle Hill and Butler Valley Road. The victims reported they had been tied up for several hours before they managed to free themselves and described the suspects as two white adult males, a black adult male, and an unidentified male, all in their 20s, who wore masks over their faces. The victims had no idea who the suspects were, and anyone who may have seen or heard anything near the scene is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Governor Jerry Brown and the Assembly Budget Committee have approved a ballot proposal to drastically change the state's rainy day fund. The proposal would increase the rainy day fund from 5% to 10% of the general fund, protect Proposition 98 education funding, put short-term capital gains into reserve or use them to pay down the budget debt or unfunded liabilities, and limit how much can be withdrawn from reserves each year. The ballot proposal will go before voters in November, and Speaker of the Assembly, John Perez, said in a statement that the proposal will prevent the legislature from falling back into bad habits of spending and lowering taxes during boom years, and cutting spending and raising taxes during bust years. The United States Marshals Service regularly sends out press releases announcing the capture of wanted fugitives, and local law enforcement agencies do as well. Hiding out on the North Coast when you are wanted in another jurisdiction can work, at least for a while. In Laytonville on Friday, Mendocino County deputies arrested a man wanted in Pennsylvania on a felony theft warrant. Deputies arrested and booked 40-year-old Greenburg, Pennsylvania resident John Elke into county jail, and he awaits extradition back to the Keystone State. A million-dollar warrant has been issued for 33-year-old Benjamin Carter, who is wanted for homicide and other charges related to the death of Zach Chapman. Carter is considered armed and dangerous as an adult white male, 6'3", 185, with brown hair and blue eyes and several tattoos. If you see Carter, you are asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Cleanup has begun at the site of the former Samoa pulp mill on the peninsula, and the EPA has designated the area a Superfund site, meaning immediate remediation is needed. More than 4 million gallons of pulping liquors were left by the previous owners, Evergreen Pulp. The Harbor District acquired the site last summer and immediately began planning with the EPA for a cleanup effort, as Commissioner Mike Wilson explains.
We acquired that property in August, basically for $0, because of the challenges that it has on site. And by September, we were basically in a program through the EPA to start cleanup. And that is going gangbusters now in terms of there was a really big mess left there.
The cost of the cleanup will be steep, but the vast majority of the cleanup cost will be borne by the EPA, with the district on the hook for just over $1 million.
For most of it, the feds are going to pay for that. They're going to look for if they can find responsible parties, but they aren't holding the district responsible. We are on the hook for about $1.25 million, more or less.
The Harbor District has one asset to help offset that cost, a boiler that can be sold as one unit or for parts.
Our plan right now is the sale and or scrap of the recovery boiler on site to basically pay for that. And that's basically our collateral for that. And that's the plan so far.
The removal of the liquors has already begun. They are being shipped to an operational mill in Washington State. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.